One here of the praise songs is number 91, Jesus, Hope of the Nations. And he is, we just sang there the words of when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. But when it's not, as sort of is now, a lot going on in our world, we know Jesus is the hope of the nations. 91. Jesus, hope of the nations, Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness, Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains. You rose to life. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for all the world to see. You rose from the dead, conquering fear, our Prince of Peace, drawing us near. Jesus, our hope, living for all who will receive. Lord, we believe. Jesus, hope of the nations, Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness, Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains. You rose to life. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for all the world to see. You rose from the dead, conquering fear, our Prince of Peace, drawing us near. Jesus, our hope, living for all who will receive. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for all the world to see. You rose from the dead, conquering fear, our Prince of Peace, drawing us near. Jesus, our hope, living for all who will receive. Lord, we believe. Good morning. Good to see you here today on this Palm Sunday. A beautiful day, also our Confirmation Sunday. I know the bell's a minute or two early, but that's why you got to be the early birds, right? All up here, you did good. So welcome. Welcome to the families visiting with us today. We have 7 8th graders that are going to be testifying of their faith in Jesus Christ. They have worked very hard for this day, and it is an exciting day for their families, you here, and the congregation. that is here as well. I do have just a couple announcements here. First, to the families, parents, grandparents, maybe Sunday school teachers, some teachers who have helped in the confirmation process, especially this eighth grade year. If you've had to answer journal questions from them, thank you. I do read them all. I had one father this year, one of the questions as the year went on for his answer that he told his child, he said, his answer was, call me. I did. He said, I just said, if you read those questions, I said, I do. So we had a good chat, about a half hour, I suppose, on the answer to that question. So I loved it. I love reading the answers, and thank you for all of you that do help in that process. So just to say, this evening, we have our Menno Olivet Community Easter Cantata. It is in our sanctuary at 7:30 tonight. You're all invited back. It's going to be great, I believe. We've put a lot of time and work into it. So 7:30 tonight, you're all welcome. This Thursday evening is what we call Maundy Thursday. That's when we have our church service at 7 o'clock. We have communion that night. It's a very special evening. And, of course, next Sunday is Resurrection Day. Our high school youth serve Easter breakfast. You see that in the bulletin, too. Let me see here. I think that covers what I need to say. There's a lot more in there, but you please read those as you have time later on. So let's bow our heads in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, what an exciting day today is for many reasons. As we come closer to the cross, today there was great joy and jubilation and praise, Jesus, as you rode on that donkey into Jerusalem with palm branches waving, the people shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And you are our Messiah, Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. And we celebrate you. We celebrate you, Jesus, for the work you do in all of our lives by your Spirit, but especially in the lives of these eighth graders today on their confirmation day and the lives of their families and all who are here. And so, Father, we would ask that you would fill this sanctuary with your glory and your power and your wonderful presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We'll sing our opening hymn. It's number 297 if you want to use the hymnal. Otherwise, the words are on the screen. Now, normally we don't have confirmation on Palm Sunday. We have a bunch of kids. I'm hoping there's some kids out in that social hall that are going to be bringing the palm branches in. I can tell we got a lot less of our own congregation here today than normal, even after I lectured them. I'm going to have to talk to them next Sunday. Pound the pulpit, something. But anyway, when we sing, they're going to be bringing the palm branches in and putting them on the altar up here. So let's stand. We will sing, Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Chant. praising with heart and life and voice, and in his blissful presence eternally rejoice. Thank you, Cindy. Well, there were more kids than I thought, weren't there? I have to say, sorry, Lord, for my lack of faith. You may be seated, please. So the first part, as you see in the bulletin here, we will work through the reading of their faith statements. The kids work on this piece by piece throughout the year, and you will see a pattern as they are reading it. We talk about who God the Father is, what the Bible is, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is, what the church is, what the sacraments are. Somewhere in there you'll hear their favorite Bible verse that they have chosen, and you will also hear a short version in there of how they came to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. So all this we do our best to base on God's Word, because that is what our faith has to be based on. It's not just, I believe God is some cosmic blob out there in the universe. Well, what's that? No, it's based on God's Word. So, Ryland Derby will start us off.
God is an everlasting God, which means that He has always been. He is always with me, and He has no end. God is not slow in keeping His promises, and He is always patient with me. God is always faithful. Because of that, I know I can trust in Him and depend on Him every day of my life. The Bible is the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. That means that the Holy Spirit inspired men on what to write, so that we can know that the Bible is without mistakes. I can keep a good relationship with God if I keep reading His Word and trying my best to do it. My favorite Bible verse is Isaiah 9:6, which says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders. And He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Jesus also tells us who He is in the Bible. That's one of the reasons that I like Isaiah 9:6 so much, because it tells me the four different characteristics of who Jesus is in my life. For example, He is the Mighty God. That means He can do anything. The day that I asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior was on October 22nd, 2021, in Pastor Mike's office. Braxton and I were meeting with him to work on our faith statements. When Pastor Mike was asking my salvation, I wasn't quite sure if I had ever prayed to ask Jesus into my life. So after he explained it more to me, we all prayed together a prayer of salvation. Now I know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit is God, and we refer to Him as the third part of the Trinity. Ephesians 1:13 says, "Having believed, you are marked in Him with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit." Because I believe in Jesus, I know I have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me, and I think that is pretty amazing. He is my counselor and strengthener and helps me to live for the Lord every day. Today I am becoming a member of Salem Reformed Church, and I am excited about that. I have tried to work hard through these last 3 years of confirmation, learning God's Word, learning the catechism, and learning about the church and much more. The church is built on Jesus Christ, and He is a solid rock. This local church was founded by Reverend Jacob Orth in 1882. And this year we celebrate the 140th anniversary of this church. My grandpa, Roger Heckenleibel, was confirmed in the same church in 1972. The two sacraments that we celebrate in our church are baptism and the Lord's Supper. I was baptized here on September 28, 2008. That's when my parents made promises before the Lord to raise me in a Christian home. Today I will be answering on my own the same questions that they answered for me at my baptism. When we take communion, we know that the bread represents the body of Christ, and the wine represents His blood. So when we take communion, we are thankful for what Jesus did for us on the cross. I am excited to be taking communion today for the first time with my parents.
Okay, thank you, Rylan. Carter Fisher.
God is my Almighty Father. In heaven, who is merciful and gracious, and watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without without his willingness. He made the perfect word of God and gave me the knowledge to believe and live a righteous life on earth. After this life, God has made a perfect heaven for his children who believe in him. There we can live with our fellow Christians in perfect fellowship. The Bible is a holy collection of books that God has made to help fellow Christians find greater knowledge about Christ and to teach us how to become better Christians. God's word helps to make me fully willing to use my mind, body, heart, and soul in the pursuit of Christ. Christ is my one and only Savior, and he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He was born sinless. When he was 30 years old, he was baptized in the Jordan River. After that, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to fast and pray for 40 days, during which time he was tempted by the devil, resisted, and fought back with the word, while using the word of God, the tool God gave us to fight the devil. He died on the cross for our sins. He rose from the dead, and now he sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And as he promised in his word, he will come back and take us home. The time that I came to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior was on a summer Sunday between my 7th and 8th grade year. It was during a church service when Pastor Mike led us into a prayer asking Jesus to be our Lord. And it was during that prayer that I believed and asked God to be into my heart. From that point on, I became a believer. The Holy Spirit helps me in my beliefs and counsels me in everyday life. Through decisions and choices that I have to make, the Holy Spirit lives in me and strengthens me and helps me to follow his will for my life. He comforts me and remains with me forever. The church is a place where people come together to study, learn, and practice the word of God. Jesus is the head of the church and the rock in which the church is built upon. Today, I became a member of this local church. As a member of this church, this local church, it is my privilege and duty to praise God and worship him as King. I should also be faithful to attend and obedient to listen to God's word as a member. It is my duty to volunteer and help the church as needed. The two sacraments that we celebrate are baptism and the Lord's Supper. They are signs and seals that we are able to see. I was baptized at the Stone Church, south of Menno, on September 9th, 2007. At that time, my parents made promises to God to raise me in a Christian home and to bring me to church and to help me in my beliefs. I'm thankful that they raised me as a Christian so that I could stand here today and tell you about my faith in Christ. I am honored that I am able to be confirmed at this local church and that I'm able to take communion today and to know that God has given Christ to shed his precious blood and to be nailed to the cross in my place. It has been hard for me to choose my favorite Bible verse because there are so many great verses. So in closing, I would like to say John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life."
Thank you, Carter. Very good. You guys can go back and sit down. If the children want to come, and the three girls can come, please. Children can come, yep, for the Kingdom Kids time. We'll do that real quick, and then the girls will read.
Good morning. How are you all today? Are you good? That was so exciting to see you all with palm branches. And what were you doing? What were you doing when you came up? You were waving them and you were praising the Lord, right? Well, you know, on the day that Jesus rode on the donkey into Jerusalem and people waved these, they were praising him because of what he had done, miracles they'd heard of, and multiplying food and healing people. And they thought he was coming right now to be the king. That's why they were praising him. So why do we praise him? Just give me some answers. Why do we praise the Lord? You guys are quiet. Yes.
Because he rose from the dead.
Yes. That's awesome. He died for us. Anything else for our families? Yes, Bo. Yep, that's what he said. He rose from the dead. Why do we praise him? That's right, he did. And we are so grateful. So I'm going to say some other things. And every time I say something, I want you to say, praise the Lord, when I wave this. Okay, let's practice. Ready?
Praise the Lord.
There you go. Thank you for giving us the Bible.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you that you love us every single day.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you that when I read your Bible, you speak to me.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you that whenever I need help, I can come to you.
Thank
you for all of these confirmation students that are so brave. And we ask you, God, to give them the strength to say all the words that's in their hearts. Okay, when you go back today and every single day, don't forget to? Okay, let's pray. Father, we love you so much, and we love these boys and girls. You just, it's so exciting to see them. Thank you, Father, that we and them will always remember to praise you. No matter what we're facing or going through, we can find something to praise you about. Because you love us, you died for us, you live, and because you live, we live too. Bless these boys and girls wherever they go. Help their light to shine for you, and help them to tell others how much you love them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One more time. All right.
Thank you, Ann. So the three girls, there's four boys and three girls, so the three girls will read theirs together. And would you know, all three of these girls have the very same middle name, Marie. That's pretty amazing. Lexi Marie. Amanda Marie, Madison Marie. So we'll start with Lexi McNinch.
I believe that God is the creator of all things. He is full of love, grace, and forgiveness. God is omnipresent, meaning he is always present with us. He is with us no matter what we are going through, and he never leaves us. God created us so we can do good in the world like Jesus did. God wants us to spread his word throughout the world so someday we can leave earth and join him in heaven. God wants us to learn and follow the Bible. The Bible tells us of Jesus' miracles that he performed. It is through the Bible that God tells us of his Ten Commandments. He tells us to follow his Ten Commandments, but no one is perfect, so no one has followed them perfectly. Every single one of us is born with sin, everyone except Jesus Christ, God's Son, who is conceived through the Virgin Mary. God wants us to strive to be like Jesus. My favorite Bible verse is Isaiah 48. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. To me, this means God will always be with me through everything. God brought Jesus to the world through the Virgin Mary, and this is how Jesus was born with no sin. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. When Jesus died on the cross, he was brought to the place of skulls where he had to carry up his own cross. They took all of his clothes and put a crown of thorns on him. They nailed him to the cross in between two thieves. They mocked him and whipped him, but he stayed silent through it all. He knew that God had him do this for a reason. He did this for us. After he died on the cross, he was taken to the tomb where he later rose from the dead. Now he sits at the right hand of God the Father. I believe in the one true God. He lives eternally in three different persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are all the same God, just in three different persons. We call this the Trinity. God watches over us in these three different persons. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us, the Father walks beside us, and the Son died for us on the cross. There are important events in our lives as we give ourselves to God. Two of these events are called sacraments. I was baptized as a baby, and my parents vowed to teach me the word of the God. This was my first step in my Christian faith. Now today I will be confirmed and take my first communion. Confirmation to me means that I am now making the decision to live my life as a Christian. I am excited to receive my first communion. Communion is a time of fellowship with God, where we remember Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. The bread represents Jesus' body, and the wine represents the blood that was shed for our sins. This is a great reminder that when we sin, he wants us to ask for forgiveness so we can become better Christians. Repenting also paves the path for us to go to heaven when he calls us home. I feel very blessed to be able to grow up in Salem Reformed Church. The church is not just a building. It is a place to come to worship and serve. It is a place for me to be with my friends and other believers. It is a place that feels like home. I will take my membership in the church seriously and strive to be a better Christian. I hope to grow my faith within this church and spread the word of God. The church provides so many opportunities for us, and it encourages us to learn about God both in and outside the church. It was through the church that I learned about various Christian camps. I asked Jesus into my heart during one of these Christian camps. I asked him into my heart when I was in third grade. I was attending Swan Lake Christian Camp. We were sitting around the campfire, and the counselors led us into asking Jesus into our hearts. It was one of the best days of my life, because that is the day I truly came to know Jesus and knew that I wanted him with me always.
Okay, thank you, Lexi. Good. And Amanda Ramos. We encourage our kids to go to Christian camps, and you see the fruit of that in a lot of the faith statements.
God is our creator and redeemer. He is the maker of the universe and rules over it. He created everything in heaven and on earth. After he created everything, he said, "It is good," which shows us he cares and loves everything he has created, including me and you. God sent us his son, Jesus, to take the punishment of our sins. The Bible is true word of God and should not be changed, never adding or taking away from it. The Bible is written just as God wants us to know it. It is important to know and live by God's laws and his way that he teaches us in the Bible. There are 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. My favorite Bible verse is Romans 8:38 through 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is God's Son, and as in the Holy Trinity. He was born into the perfect world. He died for our sins and for no other reason than to show us God's love. I believe and confess that Jesus is my personal Lord and Savior. I first prayed for Jesus to be my Savior when I was a fourth grader at Rainbow Bible Ranch. The night that I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, my life changed for the better and will be forever changed. I know the Holy Spirit lives in me and is my constant helper. The Holy Spirit is another part of the Trinity and lives within all believers. To make us each more like Christ. He works in our lives when we were given opportunities to share our faith. There are two sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Baptism is a Christian sacrament marked by the use of water. I was baptized here at Salem Reformed Church on October 14, 2007. The Lord's Supper is a way to celebrate our ongoing relationship with Jesus. These two sacraments are for substance on the path towards righteousness as we live our lives on this earth. The church is a place to worship together with all other believers. The church is important as we are all a part of the family of God, and we here to share God's love with one another and to help one another grow in faith. We are taught to extend his love and share God's love beyond these church walls to others. I am excited to become a member of this church and partake in communion for the first time today as I confess my faith and examine my heart.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you. And Madison Schaefer. I do tell him to read slow.
Okay. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So as you can see, no one should have to be afraid. No one should have to judge you for who you are. God made you as you, so show everyone to be their self. God is always with you and will never stop being with you. Never be discouraged about anything. The Lord your God will always be there wherever you go. God is faithful, forgiving, and not all. He is always there even if we don't know it. We can't see him, so we have to believe he is with us. God is everything. He made everything. God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-good. The Bible tells us about the beginning and the end. The Bible was written mainly in two languages, Hebrew and Greek. Also, the longest book of the Bible is Jeremiah. The book tells us about what happened and why we should believe in God. It tells us what is right and what is wrong to do. It tells us how everything was made and how we are made and who named the animals and why Jesus died on the cross. Also, how we became sinners and why we should pray for God to forgive us. My favorite Bible verse is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Jesus is my all in all. He is my Savior. He saved us from our sins so we can have a chance to believe. Jesus suffered all that pain just for us. Jesus, just like the Apostles' Creed tells us, he did that just to save us from our sins. I think all of us are selfish and wouldn't do that for anyone else. The Holy Spirit makes us try to be like Jesus and not sin or do anything that God wouldn't like. He guides us through things, and God helps if you can't do it. If you try to pray but you forget or you don't want to, the Holy Spirit helps us pray more. The Holy Spirit talks to you through Jesus and his word. The Holy Spirit gives us power, love, and self-discipline. I came to know Jesus at Swan Lake SD. It was the end of my sixth grade year. It was one campfire night. I thought of that moment where I knew I believed in Jesus, and I promised myself that I would come to know him better. That moment, on that night, I thought he was right there at my side, and like he knew that moment was part of his plan for me to come to Swan Lake, for me to know him. Church is one of the most important places that we come to learn about God and know him better. We learn at church how to follow God's commandments, and we pray for his forgiveness when we sin. We spend our time loving God together, and one day we will get to go to heaven. There's two sacraments that we celebrate are baptism and the Lord's Supper. I was baptized on March 20, 2009. My parents made promises to the Lord to raise me in a Christian home, and I'm so glad that they kept their promises. At communion, we have to examine ourselves before eating the bread and drinking the cup. Breaking the bread speaks of the body of Christ that we are part of. The cup represents the blood of Jesus that washes our sins away. The two sacraments are an important part of being a Christian.
Thank you, Maddie. Very good, all three girls. You can go back to your seats if you want. Ron and Marina, if you want to come, and Brockton and Hunter, if you want to come up here. So we're going to have a special music here in just a minute. Ron has taught the eighth graders in their Sunday school class this year on Sunday morning. So he and his wife Marina are going to sing the special music. Before they do, Proverbs 22:6, we stand on this verse as parents and grandparents. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So that's what we stand on, that's who we build our lives upon, and that's the song that Ron and Marina are going to sing for us today, Build My Life.
Every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. There is no song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Oh Jesus, we live for you.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken.
Thank you, Ron and Marina. It's beautiful, very beautiful. We'll stand in a moment here once Cindy gets back to the piano and sing the doxology. We won't pass the plates today. There's an offering box in the back if you so desire. Let's stand, please. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Father, we do praise you with our lives as we endeavor to build our lives upon you, Jesus, our solid rock, our firm foundation. As we bring our offerings here into this storehouse, Lord, we know it's far more than just dropping something in a box. It's sowing seed into your kingdom, into fertile ground, just as we come in the springtime of our year here, naturally speaking, and we put the seed in the ground and let you water it and bring forth the harvest. So we do spiritually by faith as we give our seed to your kingdom. We thank you for the fruit of it here that we are witnessing among our eighth graders on their confirmation day. And let it bear much fruit in their lives, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We have two more faith statements. Brockton Kazurek will read his first here.